President Trump announced an agreement today with Mexico that would change key parts of the North American Free Trade Agreement. Here he is speaking from the Oval Office this morning.
This is something that's very special for our manufacturers and for our farmers from both countries, for all of the people that work for jobs. It's also great trade, and it makes it a much more fair bill. And we are very, very excited about it.
The move marks a major step forward in negotiations, which have been rocky since they started between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada a year ago.
There are a lot of questions still, like whether Canada will agree to the changes and what businesses will make of the details.
Here to discuss all of this with us is Megan Casella, trade reporter for Politico. Megan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So the president said this morning that he's open to having a separate deal with Canada, and he's even calling this agreement the United States-Mexico Trade Agreement instead of NAFTA. Is it possible that this will become a bilateral deal between just the U.S. and Mexico?
It's hard to say at this point, but it appears that no. I think the legality of splitting this deal into two bilateral deals is pretty questionable, and that's because of some complicated trade statutes. But the way that they generally work is that, you know, Congress sort of signed off and had to be notified of what the administration was doing, and they agreed that the administration was modernizing NAFTA rather than negotiating new bilateral deals with each of the countries. So I think regardless of whether legally it actually comes down to being allowed or not, I think the administration is going to run into some pretty strong pushback, both from members of Congress, from the business community, from lobbyists, from all over the place, if they try to pursue two separate deals.
It does seem that Mexico and Canada have also been sending signals that they want to stand together. I think it seems like they see that as a more secure route to go in these renegotiations with the U.S.
Absolutely. I think each of those countries, you know, they've presented a pretty united front throughout this entire process since the negotiations started a little over a year ago now. And so I think, you know, it's likely that the administration is really just posturing here. They're trying to use some pressure to say to Canada, the train is leaving with Mexico, whether you like it or not. So it's a question of whether you want to hop on and accept the changes that we've agreed to, or whether, you're going to sort of be left on the sidelines.
Given all of what we just mentioned, why has this phase of the talks been just between the U.S. and Mexico? Why hasn't Canada been part of it at this point?
So understandably, there were a number of issues that were more bilateral in nature between the U.S. and Mexico. Chief among them were these very complicated automotive rules governing how much of a car must be sourced from within North America in order to qualify for reduced duties under the agreement. And so, Canada agreed with the U.S.'s proposal, and they agreed with Mexico's proposal. And so on that issue, for example, they said, well, whatever you guys work out between the two of you, we'll be okay with. Part of that had to do with, for example, the wages that workers producing cars were making. Obviously, Mexico has lower wages, and so that was an issue for them, whereas with Canada, they said that was okay. So it's less that there was any ill will or bad blood between the U.S. and Canada, and more that there were just, you know, more complicated and a larger number of issues between the U.S. and Mexico that had to be dealt with first.
So these renegotiations have been going on, as we said, for about a year. Other than issues that you just mentioned, were there other bigger sticking points that needed to be ironed out?
There were. And the thing is that there still are. So the administration is heralding today's announcement as a major step forward, as this comprehensive deal with Mexico. But they still left, you know, they've cleared a lot of hurdles, but they've still left some roadblocks on the table because they're trilateral in nature. So Mexico said, you know, we can't resolve all of these issues until Canada is back in the agreement. But, you know, one of the biggest things that remains that it appears that they've found a workaround for is that the U.S. wanted to implement what's called a sunset clause, meaning this deal would automatically terminate after 5 years. And Canada and Mexico both said, no way, you know, we're going through this very extensive renegotiation. We're not doing all of this work just to have it automatically terminate 5 years from now. So they're finding a way to work around that.
Megan Casella is with us right now. She's a reporter covering trade for Politico, and we're talking about what sounds like at least an intermediary deal between Mexico and the U.S. that would speed along the renegotiation of NAFTA. And what do we know exactly, or do we, Megan, about what came out of these negotiations between Mexico and the U.S.? What is settled?
So we know a little bit. So cars, I just mentioned a few minutes ago, they have implemented a new rule that at least 40% of every car must be produced by workers earning at least $16 an hour. So for unions and for labor advocates who have long, you know, railed against conditions in Mexico in particular, that's a big win for them. And the administration is trying to say this is great for labor groups who have long said that workers should be earning more. That's one. Something else, again, on cars is that it pretty drastically increases how much of a car must be sourced from within one of the NAFTA countries. And so that's supposed to help any cars being produced here be more competitive versus their German counterparts or their Japanese counterparts. It's supposed to help auto companies. And the administration also branded it as a win for business groups. But, you know, in that area, as well as others, business groups, the Chamber of Commerce, the Business Roundtable, and so forth, are already coming out, you know, with sort of tepid concerns and saying, we're still looking through the details, but we're worried that this actually isn't a step forward.
This is an interesting time for Mexico to be renegotiating NAFTA, because currently Enrique Peña Nieto is the president of Mexico, but Andrés Manuel López Obrador is the incoming president. And so this is kind of spanning that transition. How are the two administrations, the current and the future, dealing with this?
They're doing a pretty good job of working together and remaining on the same page. And actually, President Trump, in his remarks from the Oval Office today, he had Enrique Peña Nieto on the phone and praised him repeatedly, saying, you know, your transition team is working so well with your current administration. It's been seamless. You know, there was a little bit of a hiccup last week. We thought we were actually going to have a deal a few days ago, and something popped up last minute on energy, for example, that the current administration was open to opening up energy investment in Mexico, whereas the incoming administration was a little bit more concerned. So they had to get past that. But beyond that, they've done a pretty good job. And the only thing is just that the incoming administration is pressuring the current one to get it done as soon as possible, because they're saying, we don't really want to deal with this. We would love for you to finish this before we take office on December 1st.
As we said, this will have to be approved by Congress eventually. Are we getting any response from members of Congress from either side of the aisle with this announcement today?
They're pretty, measured in their responses today is what we've seen. And that's for both sides of the aisle. So we've seen lawmakers, you know, some Democrats sort of criticized the administration for the big to-do that they had today in terms of this announcement in the Oval Office, and saying, you know, one lawmaker called it ballyhooed, and saying that this was, you know, overblown, and this is only one step forward because we need Canada in the agreement before we can even move forward at all. And so I think that's going to be one of the main harping points for members of Congress, is that they're going to say, this is a trilateral deal. We only want it if it's a trilateral deal. Others are saying, you know, Ben Sasse, who's been very outspoken, a Republican senator, saying, you know, I'm worried that this is a step backwards. But again, they're also all saying, you know, they're adding sort of that conditional line that, you know, we're still looking through the details and we'll see what happens throughout the rest of this week.
Well, as you just said, Megan, Canada has to sign on to this or whatever form this takes. And the renegotiations have been going on for about a year. Is there an idea or a sense of how long that might take for Canada to go through it, decide what they can live with, and negotiate things that they don't think they can?
The hardest part about this is that the Trump administration is indicating they're going to notify Congress on Friday that they have a deal. And so the way that they've sort of framed it today is that we're going to notify Congress either way. Either we'll say that we have a three-way deal, or we'll say that we have a deal with Mexico and that we hope Canada joins in the future. And so that's sort of a legal thing that they have to do, and that sets off a clock. A 90-day clock before they can formally sign the agreement. But the administration said today that they're doing that on Friday. And, you know, that only gives Canada, what, 3-4 days to really agree to this? And so it's hard to see it happening that quickly, just given the extensive nature of this trade agreement, how complicated it is, how many chapters there are. But, you know, I've talked to some folks today who follow this super closely, and they say, I think it's going to happen, that Canada's been sort of at least tuned in, even when they weren't in the negotiating room the past several weeks. And so they're going to find a way to make this work.
Well, Megan, thank you so much for being with us and explaining this for us.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
That was Megan Casella, trade reporter at Politico. She was talking with us about a preliminary agreement between the U.S. and Mexico in NAFTA renegotiations.